KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have fog, otherwise cloudy skies, 28 degrees. We look for mostly cloudy skies here today and a high of 46. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. Well, a father and his son were rescued from icy water Sunday while deer hunting in southwest Iowa. Iowa DNR Conservation Officer Richard Price said 49-year-old Terry Garvey and his 13-year-old son, Montana, were wading across Willow Slough in Mills County near Hastings when things turned dangerous.
It came in to start with that they fell through the ice. That wasn't the case. They were actually busting the ice to cross the slough. And it got deeper and deeper, and they made a poor decision to continue instead of turn around, and then it got deeper yet.
Initially, the water only surrounded their boots, but that changed once the pair waded in further.
They got wet a little bit, and they said, well, they looked behind them. It was so much farther backwards than it was forward, and so they decided they'd go deeper. And they ended up getting to be in to right around waist deep, and pre-hypothermia set in, and they started cramping up their legs. And that's when they called 911.
Firefighters arrived shortly after 9 a.m. Sunday and rescued the pair.
They were transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs by ambulance and were treated and released.
Well, the Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported the arrest on Friday of 23-year-old James John Dimero. The Glenwood man was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for child endangerment. Tomorrow's bond was set at $2,000. Also arrested Friday was 26-year-old Cincy Amelia Heron of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. She was taken into custody for possession of controlled substance. Bond set at $1,000. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will act Wednesday morning on three resolutions to come before them. According to their agenda, the board will act on approving a resolution for livestock facility construction evaluation, otherwise known as the Master Matrix, a resolution supporting the U.S. Renewable Fuel Standard, or RFS, and a resolution approving sponsorship of and a local match application to the Iowa Economic Development Authority High Quality Jobs Program for Farmers Energy Cardinal, LLC. Meeting begins at 8:30 in the supervisor's boardroom, the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic on Wednesday. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports ballots for the February 2nd, 2016 special school election for the Cam Community School District public measure are now available at the Cass County Auditor's Office. If you're a resident of the Cam School District and unable to go to the voting center on February 2nd, you may vote by mail by sending a request for an absentee ballot to the Cass County Auditor's Office. Or you can stop and vote at the county auditor's office during their normal business hours of 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. In summary, the public measure A that'll be on the ballot asks voters if the board of directors of the Cam Community School District in the counties of Cass, Adair, Adams, and Audubon be authorized for a period of 10 years to levy annually, as determined by the board, a voter-approved physical plant and equipment property tax levy, or PEPL, not to exceed $1.34 per $1,000 of assessed property valuation within the school district. And that money can be used for numerous purposes that are not limited to the purchase and improvement of school grounds, construction of schoolhouses or buildings, the purchase, lease, or lease purchase of a single unit of equipment or technology exceeding $500 in value, payment of debts contracted for the erection or construction of schoolhouses or buildings, the repairing, remodeling, reconstructing, improving, or expanding the schoolhouses or buildings, and additions to existing schoolhouses. The full public measure is available for you to view under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The polls will open at noon on February 2nd and close at 8 p.m. The election is at large, meaning that all the residents of the school district may vote for all school offices and public measures. You can also find a list of the voting centers on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A spokesman says Ankeny school officials have investigated a report of hazing involving a dozen students at Centennial High School. District spokeswoman Samantha Kempman said the report was received and investigated on Friday and says administrators found the report to be credible. Kempman would not say what was reported or whether any student had been disciplined. The Des Moines Register reports that Kempman said district policy gives a victim's parents ultimate authority over whether to involve the police on an incident. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said no injuries were reported following a collision Saturday afternoon southeast of Wyota. Officials said yesterday the crash happened at around 1:50 p.m. Saturday at the intersection of 690th Street and Hamburg Road. A 2015 Toyota Prius driven by 21-year-old Nicholas Wayne Renner of Huxley had attempted to turn north on Hamburg Road when it was struck by a northbound 2016 Chevy Silverado, owned and driven by 68-year-old Joseph Lee Clinton of Messina. Renner was cited for failure to yield and for having an expired registration. Damage from the crash amounted to $8,000. The Union County Sheriff's Office reported Monday afternoon one person suffered possible minor injuries during a single vehicle accident that took place Friday night. Authorities say 22-year-old Rebecca Holbrook of Lenox was driving a 2000 Dodge Intrepid north on Highway 25 at around 9:20 p.m. when a deer ran across the road. When Holbrook swerved to avoid hitting the animal, her car entered the ditch on the east side of the road. The woman complained of possible injuries and was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston. Damage to her vehicle was estimated at $100 or less. The Union County Sheriff's Office said also on Monday that a woman from Thayer reported a theft had occurred Friday afternoon. She said sometime during the night, someone broke into her house located in the 300 block of 3rd Avenue in Thayer. A door was damaged and items were taken from inside the home, including a 36-inch Sony flat-screen TV, a jar of loose change, and two table lamps. Loss was estimated at $610 altogether. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a woman from Polk County was arrested last week on an Iowa Department of Corrections warrant for parole violation. 24-year-old Megan Ann Richards of Des Moines was arrested December 15th in Greenfield by officers of the Greenfield Police Department. In other news, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is campaigning in Council Bluffs in southwest Iowa today and tomorrow. The Daily Nonpareil reports the Vermont senator will hold a town hall meeting in Harlan beginning at 4 o'clock this afternoon at the C.G. Turkelson Activity Center. And then at 7 p.m., he'll hold a public meeting focusing on the economy of Iowa Western at Iowa Western Community Center, Canesville Arena, in Council Bluffs. Tomorrow, Sanders will hold a town meeting in Red Oak at the public library at 10 a.m., and he plans to hold a private meeting with supporters at noon at Barley's in Council Bluffs. The three other meetings are open to the public, with doors opening 1 hour in advance. Attendees are encouraged to arrive early. A fervent crowd of more than 1,100 supporters turned out to cheer Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders in Sioux City on Monday night. Sanders took a shot at rival Hillary Clinton, who said in response to a question at last weekend's debate that everybody should love her, and including corporate America. Sanders told the Sioux City crowd he doesn't need Wall Street's love.
We are going to put a tax on Wall Street speculation. When Wall Street greed destroyed our financial sector, Wall Street came begging to the middle class to bail them out. Well, today, it is Wall Street's time to help the middle class.
Sanders spoke for more than an hour, drawing a huge response for saying he'd let states decide whether marijuana should be legal.
I do find it interesting that millions of people over the last several decades have gotten police records for possessing marijuana, but not one CEO of a Wall Street bank has gotten a criminal record for destroying the American economy.
Sanders also talked about foreign policy, promising as president he'd build coalitions that would ensure ground troops from Muslim countries rather than the U.S. respond to the threat of ISIS.
What I will not do is get the United States of America into a perpetual war in the Middle East.
Sanders spent some time criticizing Republican candidate Donald Trump, suggesting Trump is using old political tricks to denigrate minorities like Muslims and Mexicans. Sanders will speak later this morning in Storm Lake at Buena Vista University. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.